One of the most confusing times in life is when the blessing evaporates. What's going on? Why is God letting this happen to me? Does he love me or what? Like I said, it can be confusing and on top of that, pretty painful as well. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Sometimes in life, it's as though someone somewhere has turned the tap off. It was all going along fine. God was blessing you. And then all of a sudden, the blessing stopped dead. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. Elijah was a prophet from the town of Tishbe in Gilead. He said to King Ahab, "I serve the Lord, the God of Israel. By his power, I promise that no dew or rain will fall for the next few years. The rain will fall only when I command it to fall." God did this to his chosen people, and at times, he's going to do it with you and me too. And it's in those difficult places that you discover how amazing God's grace really is. Because when you look at the times that he led Israel through tough places throughout the Old Testament, God always had a purpose. The purpose was always to bring them back to their senses. The purpose was always to bring them back to him. In the big picture, during those tough times, God's purpose is always redemptive. You see, we head off on our own merry way, doing whatever pleases us. God, he'll be fine. He'll tag along. So off we head, doing life. And that's when God reaches down and turns off the tap. Is he being mean? No. He just wants to get your attention. He loves you so much that he wants you back so that he can turn the tap on again so that the blessing can flow. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Whatever you're going through, remember this. God's purpose is always redemptive. You may not see it, it may not be clear, but there it is. God wants you back, and your best is yet to come. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Your Best is Yet to Come. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.